This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now to Econ Extra Credit, where we revisit basic economics on a weekly basis. It turns out the free economics textbook we're reading a chapter a week here has many tools to help us process this coronavirus situation, starting with health insurance. Is a health insurance plan like owning maybe a yacht? It's mine for me only, and if you can't afford it, nobody else cares. Economists call that a private good or even sometimes a public bad. Or is it a public good? Everybody benefits even if you paid for it or not. Dan Mendelson is founder of the health policy consultancy Avalier Health.
Great to be here.
So you could argue that health insurance is what economists might call a private good. I pay for it, but my policy is mine. The benefits accrue to me and me only, or my family only. And if someone can't pay for health insurance, some might say, what do I care? Not my problem, right?
Right. I'd say that coronavirus is definitely a reminder that healthcare is, in fact, a public good, and that we all have a vested interest in making sure that everybody around us is seeking appropriate medical care at the right time.
Canada and many European countries, if not all European countries, have figured this out. It is much more of a debate in this country. But I guess what on display now is this idea that if a person has healthcare, it's not just the policyholder who benefits. You can see it right now.
That's right. I mean, we want people to seek appropriate medical attention at the right time. We don't want to see anyone in our community wait to go to a doctor until they're exceedingly ill or to not understand symptoms that are coming. And look, you know, it's not only true of coronavirus. It's also true for many other things as well. We have, in a lot of places, people who are in emergency rooms taking up space in emergency rooms when, if they had sought treatment earlier, their conditions could be managed a lot less expensively and in a way that had a better outcome for not only the patient but people around them. But infectious disease, I think, is a very important reminder of how interconnected we all are.
A public good is if you have something or do something in which everybody benefits. For instance, like if it snows and I shovel not just my front walk, but I shovel the sidewalk along the entire street, I did the work, but you know, everyone gets to participate in the outcome. That would be a public good. And health insurance in this context can be seen as that, because if you're more likely to go in to get tested or get treatment so that the chances of getting a coronavirus infection are reduced for everybody, voila, public good.
That's right. And, you know, it even extends to medical treatment beyond infectious disease, as I was mentioning before, because there are many cases where, let's say, for example, a high-risk pregnancy, if someone does not have appropriate medical insurance and they're not taking care of themselves in the early phases of their pregnancy, they are much more likely to have a difficult an expensive pregnancy later on. And in the end, we all pay for that one way or another because, you know, if you come through a hospital, there is a federal law that says that you can come through that emergency room and get treated irrespective of whether you have insurance. So there are many cases where we collectively end up paying more as a result of that situation than if someone had appropriate medical care early.
So you were teaching at Georgetown University the other day, and this whole notion of healthcare as a public good actually came up?
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, we have a group of business school students who are focused on the economics of healthcare and how things work. And you can't help but see this because of the news and the fact that, you know, you don't choose to get infected. And when people are not taking appropriate precautions, as we've seen in the news a number of times recently, it ends up imposing substantial costs on others.
Something else in this whole coronavirus situation where you think of public good versus private good, vaccine research, right? You know, private company might be coming up with the solution and they might have investors who stand to profit, but if they do it, everyone would benefit if they got it on the market.
Yeah. I mean, look, the company that creates a vaccine for this virus is going to be amply rewarded by the federal government and by governments all over the world. So I think that there really is a kind of a strong incentive and, in fact, a very aggressive research effort that is underway right now in the private sector to do that. And, you know, it's times like this that I feel fortunate that we have a robust private sector enterprise focused on these issues. But the White House and others have made it very clear that there will be a market for these types of products. And that's a part of the system that I think is actually working reasonably well at this time.
Dan Mendelsohn is founder of Avalere Health, a healthcare advisory consultancy. Thank you very much for this.
My pleasure. Anytime.